As we round out the 90-day celebration of the Paschal Mystery, this Paschal season, we have several weeks of readings from the ends of the Gospels, the conclusion. We heard that from the conclusion of Mark's Gospel today. And so there's a kind of a wrapping up of the mystery and a transition from looking at the historical reality and turning our attention, turning our focus, and looking toward the eternal future. And the number 40 comes up here, and we all know that 40 is a biblical term that's a lifetime, and it symbolizes in the scriptures a major transition, transformation from one thing to another, from one attitude to another, from one country to another. So they spend 40 years in the wilderness in transition from their slavery in Egypt to their being the children of God in Israel. And Noah spends 40 days in the ark because it's a new creation. A whole new creation is recreated in Noah's family and all the animals on the ark after the floods subside. And Jesus spends 40 days in the desert in transition, getting ready for his public ministry. Now, the first reading from the Acts of the Apostles reminds us that he appeared to them over a course of 40 days. So this is a period of transition. So what's transitioning here? First of all, for Jesus, he's transitioning from his earthly life, his humanity in Jesus, who was suffering under the limitations of creatureliness. Namely, he could only be in one century at a time. He could only be in one place at a time. In other words, there's a limitation on how accessible Jesus is. He's only accessible to the people who can physically experience him. But now he's transitioning over those 40 days to his ascension, after which he's unlimited. He goes back into the infinity of God, the timelessness of God, and therefore he is available to every generation and to all places and all times. That's what's transitioning in Jesus. So what's transitioning in the disciples? Well, they're transitioning from their experience of him in his earthly body of Jesus to the experience of him through the Spirit as resurrected Lord. And so during this time, that these resurrection appearances, you notice that Jesus is kind of pushing them away. He says to Mary Magdalene, don't cling to me. You know, he's wanting to renew his relationship with her, but he's pushing her away at the same time because he wants her to learn how to recognize him in the body, the church. And the two disciples on the road to Emmaus, they spend several hours conversing with Jesus, but they don't recognize him because he's not wanting them to experience him as he was as Jesus of Nazareth. But then when they get into the inn, he breaks the bread and they recognize him in the breaking of the bread. So they're transitioning from their recognizing him in his body, Jesus, to their recognizing him in the Eucharist, a sacramental presence. And so this transition, this transformation from one experience of Christ to another is something that they went through, but every generation goes through that. We're always in transition. We're always recognizing that what we experience here is not the true reality. This is not our final home. This is just the place we're passing through. And one of the mistakes that we Christians make is the same one that the rest of the world makes, that we cling too much to this life and to this world, which is, the scriptures remind us over and over again, is passing away. It's in transition. It's not permanent. And so we're always shifting our attention from this life and this world to the new life in the new world, the kingdom of God. And so the sacrament of the Eucharist is in the middle of that transition, because it remembers the physical presence of Jesus at the Last Supper when he first celebrated this Eucharistic repast. But it also looks forward to the heavenly banquet. It's a foretaste of that meal of the future, that meal of the realized kingdom. So the historical memory of Jesus of Nazareth and his resurrected, ascended glory at the right hand of the Father in heaven is all brought together as time collapses in this liturgical moment, and we're experiencing it all. And in that first reading, Jesus says to them, "You are going to receive the Spirit, and the Spirit will turn you into my body." The Spirit is the author of transition. Transformation always happens through the power of the Holy Spirit. And so that's why we have two invocations of the Spirit in every Mass. We're asking the Father to send his Spirit over the gifts of bread and wine so that they would be transformed into the body and blood of Christ. And then a few minutes later, we ask the Father to send his Spirit upon us so that we would be transformed into his body. The opening prayer today reminds us that what has happened to Jesus is also in the process of happening to us. Where he has gone before in glory, we now go in hope. We are on this pilgrimage path. We're on this journey to the kingdom. And it is the Spirit that empowers us. It's the Spirit that transforms us into his body. It's the Spirit that joins us to the head. St. Paul, in the letter to the Ephesians we just heard, says that the Spirit has put everything under his feet and made him head of the church, which is his body. So his destiny is our destiny. He has gone before us, but he's always turning around and beckoning. This is where you belong. This is who you are. Welcome the transition. Welcome the transformation into eternal life.